people what they want to hear, but the only way of really knowing is by hearing it from you, the listeners. We're looking for feedback, whether it be good, bad, or just random comments on the radio station. Don't just tell your friends about how you could do a better job. Make a difference and play a part in making your campus and community station a more enjoyable listening experience. Email feedback@umfm.com and let your thoughts be heard.
Hi, my name is Dick Valentine. I'm in a band called Electric Six. You're listening to CJUM, CJUM, 101.5, University of Manitoba. Manitoba.
Yeah. thank you, darling. Thank you, honey. Thank you, baby. We'll be right back.
tabuado, crioula, pisa no tabuado, pisa no tabuado, crioula, pisa no tabuado. Nega danada do tempero saboroso, nunca vi nega danada pra fazer que não gostoso. Nega danada, se não tem coragem, tem que puxar faca de ponta pra furar sonho de gente. Nega danada, se não tem coragem, tô de puxar faca de ponta se preciso. Pisa no tabuado. Gosto de voltar a palavra atrás. Faca de ponta espingarda, baioneta no oiteiro. Tem caipora preta. Faca de ponta espingarda, mazambê. Na boca do mato, todo vai comer. Pisa no tabuado, crioula. Pisa no tabuado. Pisa no tabuado, crioula. Pisa no tabuado. Nega danada do tempero saboroso. Nunca vi nega danada pra fazer que não gostoso. Nega danada se não tem. Eu tenho que puxar faca de ponta pra furar sonho de gente. Nega danada, se não tem que ajudar. De puxar faca de ponta se preciso. Pisa no tabuado, crioula. Pisa no tabuado. Pisa no tabuado, crioula. Pisa no tabuado. Eu sou aquele que diz e faz. Não gosto de voltar a palavra atrás. Faca de ponta espingarda, baioneta no oiteiro. Tem caipora preta. Faca de ponta. Na boca do mato, todo vai comer. Pisa no tabuado, crioula. Pisa no tabuado. Pisa no tabuado, crioula. Pisa no tabuado. Pisa no tabuado, crioula. Olá lá. Pisa no tabuado, crioula. Olá lá. Pisa no tabuado. We'll be right back.
herança de talheres de prata. Meu nascimento, 7 de 40, num barraco lá na Penha. Minha família sem doutor, sem medalha e sem brasão. Eu tenho um violão. Eu tenho um violão. Eu tenho um violão. Eu tenho um violão.
Cante, 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 rapaz. Cante, 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 rapaz.
A minha avó sempre dizia: tome cuidado, meu neto. Você vai cair do cavalo. Eu tenho um violão, vovó. Eu tenho um violão.
Eu tenho um violão, vovó. Eu tenho um violão. Cante, 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 rapaz.
Mãe gritava ajudando, é na manteiguinha. Vendeu maçã pela cidade e correu do rapa. Chegava em casa à noite, come feijão com farinha.
Chegava em casa à noite, come feijão com farinha. Cante, 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 rapaz. Cante, 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 rapaz.
Para ajudar em casa fui ser sapateiro.
Zookrooms Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Zookrooms Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Zookrooms Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Zookrooms.
Tier 2 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. Experience powerful Indigenous voices July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park. Bold performances, rich tradition, and genre-blending sound featuring Ribbon Skirt, Red River Rambler, and Reuben and the Dark with the Bullhorn Singers. Join us for 4 unforgettable days of music, culture, and community. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard, July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Well, hello. You're listening to International Feel over on 101.5 UMFM.
Or umfm.com or internationalfeel.org, channel 681 on Bell Satellite.
Yeah, we're just, don't mind us, we're just washing some pants and throwing some clothes in the old laundry.
It's laundry day, so
yeah.
getting that done.
The amount of chocolate we have across all of our clothes.
Chocolate is tough to get out.
Yeah, who would have thought? I was under the impression that chocolate was kind of like soap, but I guess rubbing chocolate all over your pants is not recommended.
No.
Yeah, it's like oxy chocolate.
but yeah. we're making a fresh batch, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we're in the kitchen.
It just got messy.
Yeah, it got super messy. Having a bit of a chocolate fight in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. And now that we're kind of washing up some of these clothes, we also have another batch of chocolate going in this other washing basin.
It's the best way to do it is in the washing machine.
I just wanted to throw, like, a pound of chocolate in the washing machine to liquefy.
Yeah.
Then we can convert it into syrup, and then we can... We can inject it into some lovely pastries later.
How else do you get your melted chocolate?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Isn't that the way?
I thought that I thought you have to use machinery, like a washing machine.
Yeah, like industrial laundry. I actually heard this tidbit from this old Norwegian man.
Okay.
He said to get your whites whiter, you throw a little bit of white chocolate. White chocolate.
That was the trick.
In with your wash. Mm. And by a little, it was like a full size chocolate bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, white chocolate, good for
the whites, the whitewash.
It's a kind of like a natural bleach.
That's what the this Norwegian man had me believe.
Okay,
I believe.
I've got some white chocolate in my pocket. I'll throw it in with this the load of white. So let's see how that turns out.
See that? Yeah.
And
all right. Well, thank you for that that good tip.
Little tidbit. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I love a good laundry tip. If you've got some laundry tips out there, please don't hesitate to call us at the laundry tip line 204-269-8636. We're looking for all the laundry tips. How do you keep your whites white?
How do you keep your brights bright?
Bright.
Tell us what those damn symbols mean.
Right. Yeah.
All these funky symbols.
I'm looking on the inside of my shirts here, and I can't decipher these symbols. There's like blocks with circles and X's out of them.
It's like a
pictograph. I can't understand this. I wish someone could enlighten me. If only there was a book or something. Hey.
Well, if you actually crawl down this space underneath the laundromat, there's a bunch of, like, books and tablets hidden.
Yeah, that kind of looks like a clay tablet, right? Is that what you're holding?
They look like they've been here for a long time. Like, this laundromat might have been here for a long time.
Hey, that's the symbol on my shirt kind of looks like the symbol that you're holding.
Okay,
the tablet.
Yeah.
What's that say?
I've found a few of the symbols on these, doing research, because that's what we do here.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to fact-based show.
That's our core mission.
No, and like, so this one is a sign used to early chemistry to denote alcohol.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think that means you're supposed to put alcohol.
You're supposed to distill the shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. So if
I'm not sure what, maybe vodka.
If distill the stains out of it.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe just a beer. We just pour a beer in there.
Okay. Well, I'll go.
Maybe a glass of wine.
Some tropical punch, or like a rum punch.
A rum punch. Yeah.
Maybe a nice white Chardonnay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, some white wine.
Yeah. Okay.
White wine also whitens.
And a spritzer.
Okay. Throw them all. Good thing this laundromat has an open bar. Just throw them all in. What else? What else is good for clothes? I don't know.
Is there any other like laundry? Instructions in the manual there?
There's a lot to decipher here.
A lot to decipher. Because I wanted to wash this. My one piece. It's kind of like a mascot uniform. It's a giant rabbit. Don't judge.
It's a giant sequin rabbit.
Yeah, giant sequin rabbit. Am I supposed to dry clean only, or is this tumble dry? Or it's got this symbol on it. I can't really kind of make it out. Can you match it to something on that tablet over there?
Well, this one says this is a sign for metal.
Okay, well, it's got some metal.
Used by the alchemist.
Oh, alchemist.
Okay, so apparently there's some chemistry involved.
Oh, okay. So we'll have to get the scientists in the lab.
We might have to get the lab on this.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't know laundry was so complicated.
Yeah, is that clay, like, covering? Like, can you peel some of that clay off?
Yeah, dust it off. Is that really clay?
I've got a few symbols to decipher on this clay piece here.
No, no, scratch off a bit
of
there.
I'm just going to tear it away.
Yeah, that...
Oh, it comes out a little clearer.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. You can read it a little bit better. It kind of shines. Kind of with a golden shimmer.
Goldy shimmer.
A sign for the asteroid Juno.
What's that?
The further details concerning the asteroids.
Wait, is this some sort of mystic tablet that you're uncovered?
That's heavy, guys.
I don't think this is a laundry instruction guide.
Laundry.
I think this is a gold tablet of mystic proportions. I think.
Do you think this thing is talking about that that new planet that's kind of like hanging around Earth?
This is an iconic sign, a picture of an object. The orb. The globe was a symbol of power.
The orb. It's the
used
orb.
Used by the Roman emperors. Ooh, it's old.
Okay.
It's an old orb.
Okay, so we've uncovered a vast conspiracy linking laundry to a new planet hovering the sky.
I think this laundry...
I think we saw it driving into the station here today.
We did, yeah. There was something hovering.
There was something hovering
it
around.
It looked like it was pointing a long lens... in our direction.
Yeah, at the Princess Stadium or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded... it looked a bit ominous. Okay, keep researching those tablets there, Maze.
Oh, man.
There's more to discover.
There's too much here, guys. But we might have uncovered something.
I think we've...
Dark
I think we're on
mysterious.
Something. Yeah.
Until our clothes are done and we can cover ourselves up and rejoin society.
You know, I think there may be a network of secret tunnels connecting the laundromat to something. If only we climb through the laundry machines, I think we might be able to...
Kind of like a Da Vinci's Code, but laundromats.
Yeah,
and
kind of a Da Vinci Code mixed with Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Ooh.
Lion, the Witch, and the Laundry Romance.
No, Laundry Romance?
Yeah. Well,
the laundromat.
Yeah. That's why you go to a laundromat for a laundry romance.
And then you join a secret society.
Yeah. It's all there. It's got everything.
I think that movie's going to be great.
It's a movie. Okay.
This is real life.
This is real life. Well,
you think this is a game?
Well, it is kind of a movie. That's probably what the helicopter with the cameras. They're cutting together a movie based
on. Like the new Mission Impossible is Tom Cruise doing stunts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's still at it. He's still going strong.
Does his own stunts.
He's always going to do his own stunts.
Does his own stunts in Winnipeg for the tax breaks.
The stunt tax breaks. Well, International Feel, we're uncovering mysteries and doing laundry today. We're doing it all. So thanks for joining us. We're a live, pretty loose show. Weekly show.
Yeah, because you won't stick to the script.
I know. Sorry. I left the script in my pants and I threw the pants in the laundry. Yeah.
All the work our writers do, and you just toss it out.
I know. I just... it's pretty disrespectful.
I forgot mine in my pants and they're in the washing machine.
Well, I washed all of our pants. I collected all of our pants before we did the show.
And I need my two scripts, one in each hand, so I can't share.
Yeah, sorry. Nate's... He's two script Nate.
Yeah.
Too scripted.
Yeah. Too scripted. Yeah. He won't go off script because he's just too professional like that.
He'll read anything
that
as
you
long
put in
as
front
it's
of
on paper.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. As long as there's two copies of it on each end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a cross reference.
Yeah. Constantly darting back and forth, reading both scripts.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you, man. I think you do a good job.
Yeah, no, you speak better than both of us.
To be fair, it's not like two copies of the same script.
Oh, no.
It's like word to word bouncing back and forth between the scripts.
Ooh, that's the only way your brain works?
At least for reciting these episodes.
Okay.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah, that's why I can't like do anything else.
And you have eyes like a lizard.
Kind of just looks like I'm just
darting.
Devoid of any thought and just
and darting out each side of your head.
Yeah. All my effort is focused on my eyes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe we should throw back to some music. Yeah, I think our laundry.
This laundry isn't going to do itself.
I think it's done.
We got to start folding.
Yeah. Can you fold my laundry then?
I have to fold your underwear?
Yeah, my gitch.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
I iron my gitch, please.
Yeah. Yeah, no one's going to do it for you, so you got to do it.
Iron and folded, okay.
All right.
Or into an origami
swan. Okay.
Into an origami swan.
But with your briefs, too?
Yeah, yeah.
It can be done.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, International Feel, it's laundry day. We're here for another half hour, so stick with us if you feel like getting clean.
Thank you. troubles. With jazz can you react your time? Don't tell me that you really can.
Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Welcome back to International Feel.
International Feel.
On 101.5 UMFM.
International Feel.
Yeah.
I don't know when that started. And
I don't want it to stop.
I'll be damned if it ever stops.
Yeah, that's probably the best choice you've ever made. I love that you continue to... we have like a live on-air... I don't know. What would you call that? I don't even know. Just like a...
It's our intro.
Yeah. Well, it's a secondary intro.
It's our... Yeah. The second...
It's a bumper.
It's
the
a callback.
Second side. It's the B-side
bumper
intro.
Callback. It's the bumper callback.
Yeah.
I love that you've you've created the bumper callback.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
you. Do it live in the show.
So we're not supposed to mention it. It's supposed to go out and flawlessly, but...
I know.
It's supposed to fly under the radar.
It's supposed to be in the background, but apparently it... caught everyone off surprise.
Got promoted to the front.
Yeah.
Well,
you do it, and it kind of, we don't even think twice about it, but we wanted to shine a spotlight on it. Thank you. Not only are you our nightlife correspondent, you also do some production work.
Professional vocalist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, thank you. By the way, have you been doing any assignments for the late night nightlife correspondent thing?
Of course.
Are you still working at
that?
Yeah,
you never stop.
So most of those stains that he's been getting
I'm
out
just going to let you guys know this.
You've got a lot of exotic stains.
Well, I'm just gonna, you know, this is the secret, is there's a nightlife every night.
Oh.
So,
the night is alive.
Yeah. Wait, not just on Saturday and Sunday?
No, wait.
You're telling me the night lives.
Life's too short to wait.
The night is alive?
Yeah.
Every night? Oh, wow. Okay. Just one little... Do you have a tip that incorporates nightlife and also laundry?
Yeah, I mean, well, actually, maybe.
Bring a Tide pen.
No, I was going to say when you're at your local raves, your glow sticks will break and can go on your clothes and make your clothes glow.
Okay.
Yeah, so be a good co-raver and bring like a non-staining glow stick.
Yeah, no, they make be a considerate raver.
Yeah. And you know, share glow sticks, you know, like
you gotta share.
Bring extra. I think that's always a good thing to do because they are going to break and they're going to be all over your clothes and you think you're going to look cool, but then you're going to wake up and be like, what happened?
Mm. You're going to wake up and be like, what got in my eyes?
What do I glow? See.
Okay. Well, thanks for that tip.
Yeah, just a heads up.
Yeah, yeah. Next time I'm at a rave, I'm going to buy a conscious glow stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laundry-friendly glow stick.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good choice to make.
Yeah.
If you couldn't tell by now, it's Laundry Day at International Feel. We're washing all the clothes, and you know, in a radio setting, we tend to surprisingly dirty a lot of clothes.
Yeah. I mean, we change wardrobes quite often.
There's a lot of wardrobe changes. So you know, we're just learning to make our whites white and our brights bright. I guess right now we're just about to
flip it over into the dryer.
We're about to throw some stuff in the dryer.
Tablet was saying there's like some other settings.
Yeah,
it's like jet setting.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
Check the tablet.
We have to put on these ear things.
Yeah, we should.
Since it's the modern ideogram for the atom, and thereby also related for the phenomenon.
Oh,
it is used in many maps for nuclear reactor.
Oh, okay.
So
this seems safe.
Well, this should be quick too.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So all the clothes are in. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's start up the dryer. Let's turn on the
put your earplugs in.
This setting here, and away we go. Okay, it's starting up.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. That's all right.
Okay, it's kind of building.
It's a nice breeze.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
like it's kind of tumbling around.
It's a gentle tumble dry.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm surprised
it's kind of played up with that.
We've you guys.
Did you punch in that setting?
Yeah. We should probably hold on to something that's bolted to the ground.
I think we should tie ourselves down.
Yeah, this is getting a little out of control.
Ooh, there goes my Gitch.
Gitch got.
This seems a little excessive.
It's getting hot.
Back.
Now I only have one sock.
I think all our I don't know. I shouldn't have put my mascot uniform in there. It's probably going to melt.
Sequins are shining.
Yeah,
nice. They're looking red hot. Red hot sequins.
Red hot sequins. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, this is winding down.
That was
quick.
It was unnecessarily quick.
Yeah.
I think we didn't need a nuclear reactor for that, but...
Okay, we take taking the stuff out of the laundry.
We probably should wear... We got your lead vest on just to pull the stuff out.
Still hot. It's still hot.
Yeah.
Oh, it's glowing.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're so bright.
Wow. The whites are really white.
Yeah. The uranium really gives it a nice... Yeah. It really makes the colors pop, you know?
So that's the trick to laundry is just use some uranium and use a Mystic tablet.
White chocolate on the wash to get the whites whiter. Yeah. And
Nice glass of Chardonnay.
Wine.
White Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah. We had like a mix
with chocolate. Yeah, that's the secret.
A lot of good tips.
And some sort of reactor to dry it in.
If you want to find out more laundry tips, consult your local tablet.
Yeah, laundry tablet.
Yeah, where'd you find it? It was like in a tunnel under the laundry machine.
Well, I mean, we're in the oldest laundromat that I think has ever existed. So,
well, yeah, we kind of peeled away some brick here.
Yeah, like there's all these hidden tunnels underneath.
Yeah.
If you walk down these stairs, the really dark stairs, there's a basement, and that's where I found a few tablets. Yeah. You just have to chisel them off the wall.
Yeah. They're just kind of, just pry back some brick.
Hey, you wrote this tablet?
No, I chiseled it off the wall.
Yeah.
It looks like it'd been there for like 100 years or something.
Well, there was a tablet, and it was like, it looked like it was kind of being held by a skeletal hand.
Yeah.
And you took it out of the hand.
Well, I ripped off the whole arm.
You ripped off the... What do you use the arm for?
Yeah, it's a good back scratcher. Yeah, if I need to wash back, you know, it's... You can bring it in the shower with you to get those unnecessary crevices.
Yeah. The unnecessary.
That's a good punk band name. Unnecessary crevices.
We're the unnecessary crevices.
That's good.
Crust punk.
That's nice. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Bone hand.
Bone hand. So what could go wrong? So we learned some laundry tips today, and we got our laundry nice and clean and bright and shiny and slightly radioactive, good. I think.
Yeah.
The uranium.
Yeah.
But it was fast.
If you have a Geiger counter, hit us on the Geiger counting line.
We're here for a couple minutes.
It's the cost you pay for convenience.
Yeah. I know. Like, slight radiation, and but your clothes look good.
We're really impatient. Like, I need my clothes cleaned now.
Yeah. We're going out.
We got nightlife.
Yeah, we got nightlife. Where are we going tonight?
We told you. The night lives.
We're going raving.
Night.
We're going raving. Did you have some non-staining glow sticks?
I think we have to create our own.
We got to make a couple stops.
Okay. Yeah, we might have to do a couple stops or at least make our own brand.
Okay. All right. Well, coming soon, international feel, non-staining, eco-friendly, conscientious glow sticks. Mm-hmm. That's our show for tonight. We'll be back next week with more of the same. With fresh clothes, though, we won't have to do laundry again.
Yeah, we won't have to do laundry ever again.
Ever again, because these are radioactive... Yeah. Forever shining
dirt
clothes.
Just like flies from it.
Yeah. It repels dirt. It actually
repels
gives me
light
a,
like, too. It's got this crazy kind of.
It kind of gives me a nice warm, tingly feeling. kind of melty, soupy feeling.
Yeah, you kind of look like we're looking at a black hole.
Yeah,
it actually gives you a tan.
Yeah. Well,
I'm getting tan being in your
the vicinity. Yeah, the tan is kind of turning into a heat rash now. Yeah. It's kind of bubbling. I should probably take off these shirts.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week. Anything else to add?
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Just cool out and listen to her.